This is the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum, where we experience and explore mindfulness. Each week, Diana Winston, or one of Mark's mindfulness teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome, everyone, to our Thursday Mindful Awareness Meditation. I'm Diana Winston. I'm the Director of Mindfulness Education at MARC, the Mindful Awareness Research Center. Happy to have you here and to be here with all of you to practice mindfulness. As usual, I define mindfulness as paying attention to our present moment experiences with openness and curiosity and a willingness to be with that experience. So we're going to practice mindfulness, this art of being in the present moment together. But I want to talk about a specific topic that is connected to mindfulness, and that's the topic of self-compassion. I'll be doing a day on self-compassion on Saturday, and I was going to give you the 5-minute preview to the day. So many of us, and this is not the case with everybody, but many of us struggle with issues of self-judgment, self-criticism, self-esteem issues. And it's just kind of across the board. I see it in people of all ages. I see it in all genders. I see it's a struggle where people feel like they don't really like themselves often, or they have a critical voice that's always saying things like, oh, you blew that, or why'd you do that? That was so stupid. So these voices can be worked with using mindfulness. And there's a beautiful concept called self-compassion that was arrived at by Kristen Neff and Chris Germer. She's a researcher at the University of Texas. He's a psychologist. And they came up with the idea that self-compassion is sort of a more preferable approach than self-esteem, like trying to build up someone's self-esteem. Oh, I failed at that. Instead of saying, no, you didn't. Good job. The idea is instead to help them see that, to help all of us to see that we're okay even with our flaws. That it's not about being someone perfect or doing anything perfectly. It's actually learning to accept ourselves, even the parts of ourselves we don't like. And this is self-compassion. So self-compassion, as they define it, comes with three parts. It includes mindfulness, and the mindfulness is for helping us look at those voices and be aware of the voices that say, I'm not good enough, I hate that, I hate myself, I screwed up, I blew it, you know, those voices, the self-judging voices. And then the second part is a recognition of our shared humanity, that we're not the only one. So if I were to ask you, who in this room has ever failed at something that was important to you, could you raise your hand? All right, now look around. You're definitely not the only one, right? So we can recognize that there's a shared humanity. And as we start to feel that, there's more ease and well-being in the sense of not the only one. And then the third piece is self-directed kindness, that we can send kindness and compassion to ourselves for all the ways that we feel like we messed up. And so we're going to do that today in the meditation. We're going to do all three of those things. But what I wanted to do is just read a little story before we get started that I think speaks to how one could be more self-compassionate to ourselves. So normally we beat ourselves up, but here's a very self-compassionate response. And unfortunately, I don't have an attribution. I don't know who wrote this. It's called At a Grocery Store. A man observed a woman in the grocery store with a 3-year-old girl in her basket. As they passed the cookie section, the little girl asked for cookies, and her mother told her no. The little girl immediately began to whine and fuss, and the mother said quietly, "Now, Monica, we just have half of the aisles left to go through. Don't be upset. It won't be long now." Soon they came to the candy aisle, and the little girl began to shout for candy. When told she couldn't have any, she began to cry. The mother said, "There, there, Monica, don't cry. Only 2 more aisles to go, and then we'll be checking out." When they got to the checkout stand, the little girl immediately began to clamor for gum and burst into a terrible tantrum. The mother said serenely, "Monica, we'll be through the checkout stand in 5 minutes, and then you can go home and have a nice nap." The man followed them out to the parking lot and stopped the woman to compliment her. "I couldn't help noticing how patient you were with little Monica," he began. The mother replied, "I'm Monica. My little girl's name is Tammy." Okay. There's a different approach to the way we normally talk to ourselves, and these practices can help us work with that. So let's begin our meditation, where we'll practice finding our inner Monica. So you can settle back into a comfortable position, one where your feet are on the floor. Your back is upright, but not too rigid or tight. Your hands are resting wherever they're at ease. And your eyes can be closed, unless you would prefer not to, in which case having them open, looking at a point downward on the ground, it's helpful. We can take a few deep breaths, allowing these deep breaths to just to invite in a quality of ease, relaxation, if that's possible. And let's gently scan our body for any areas of tension or tightness. As you kind of investigate, like, is it tight? What do you feel? Do you feel tightness, tension, contraction? And if that is the case, then simply by noticing it might allow it to soften a little bit. Or you could imagine breathing into that area, just allowing it to soften. You can feel your feet on the ground, the connection with our feet to the floor, to the earth below. Just really feeling the stability and the stability of your seat, of the chair. And take another breath or two, softening, relaxing if possible, coming more fully into this present moment. We can turn our attention to the sounds around us. There's all sorts of sounds in the room, maybe even beyond the room. So just listening to those sounds. Sounds that come and go. Sometimes we hear those sounds and we have a reaction, like, I don't like that. I'm annoyed, or I really like that, or what is that, or, you know, that's what our minds do. That's really normal. But see if we can just listen without getting lost in a whole story about the sounds. Even listening to the silence between sounds. And let's turn our attention to our breathing in our body. This deliberate mindfulness that many of us are familiar with. Can you feel your breath in your body? Maybe you notice your abdomen rising and falling, expanding and contracting with each breath. Let your breath be natural, in and out through your nose. You don't have to lengthen your breath. Just feel it as your abdomen rises or falls. Or maybe your chest is rising and falling, expanding and contracting. Some people feel the air moving through their nose, tingling, warmth, coolness. Some people even notice the breath in the back of their throat. So whatever is most predominant to you, most obvious, let's choose a main focus, a meditation anchor, it's sometimes called. This could be our breath in our abdomen, chest, or nose, or throat, I guess. Or if you liked listening to sounds, you can choose that. Choose whichever is the clearest or the easiest. And if you can't decide, they all work equally well, so just pick one. And we'll start the process of paying attention to our breathing or to the listening, breath after breath, or sound after sound, one breath ends, the next breath begins, and at some point, our attention wanders. Because that's what minds do. Our attentions wander. It's normal. There's nothing wrong. When you notice your attention's wandered, you can say a soft word in your mind, like thinking or wandering, and then gently return attention back to your main focus. And we just keep doing that again and again. Returning to our main focus. Now, for those of you with experience, you know there are other ways to practice awareness. You can have a more investigative awareness of what pulls you away. So when something becomes predominant or obvious, turn your attention to it, feel it, notice it. Come back when it's no longer holding your attention. Sometimes it feels like the anchor goes away and you can just track your experience, feeling what's happening moment to moment in a more choiceless awareness. And sometimes it might feel like you're just resting. That awareness is present, a more natural awareness. So we'll give this a try for a little while, and I just want to remind you, see if you can bring an attitude of kindness to this meditation. The way you return to your main focus, to your breathing, do you say, get back to the breath? Or can you just do it really gently and kindly? If you notice a voice arise in your head like, oh, I'm so bad at this, or some other version of self-judgment or self-criticism, just notice it. Oh, that's interesting. Self-judgment. You can label it. Judging. Criticizing. Not liking. So we're just going to play with this first element of mindfulness in this first part of the meditation as we go into some silence. as we continue meditating, we're going to shift into another element, which is the element of sending kindness, self-directed kindness practice. So we can begin by bringing to mind someone whom we love, someone when we think of them, we get happy. This could be a mentor or a teacher, a best friend, could be a family member, could be a pet, probably someone fairly uncomplicated, but just the thought of them makes you happy. If there's nobody like that in your life, how about someone you admire, even if you've never met them? So let this person or animal come to mind. And as you think of them, notice what happens inside. Maybe there's some warmth, spaciousness, a smile to your lips. This is a natural kindness that can arise quite spontaneously. You might even reflect on what you love about them. Let's start by sending some kindness to them, wishing them well. And I'll say some words. You can repeat them in your mind, or you can come up with your own words. May you be safe and protected. You can imagine them safe and protected. May you be happy and peaceful. I have a sense of them having some happiness and peace. May you be healthy and strong. Can feel into that. What would it be like for them? May you be at ease. May you be at ease. And as you say these words, just noticing how it feels inside. Imagine sending these feelings, these well wishes to this person or animal whom you love in an easy way. Just noticing, just appreciating their goodness. It's really quite natural. You don't have to make this into anything too complex. Just may you be happy. May you be peaceful. Is there something you want to say to them? And now let's start the self-compassion. Let's imagine that they start to send kindness back to you, that you can be on the receiving end as they say to you, may you be safe and protected. May you be happy and peaceful. So really seeing if you can take in these well wishes. May you be healthy and strong. May you be at ease. Is there something you'd like to imagine that this person or animal thinks towards you or says? See if you can take that in. You might even try as you breathe in, imagine them sending kindness. As you breathe out, sending it out. Taking in this kindness that begins to spread through your body, if you wish to imagine this, and just see what happens. For some of you, this may feel very easy, natural. For others, this may feel really hard, and that's very common. So just taking in their kindness, breathing in, breathing out, sending the kindness, just imagining that kindness moving through you. Offering yourself ease and well-being, taking it in. Is it possible to take this in? What do I want to send myself right now? May I be free from stress and anxiety. May I know I'll get through this. May I live with ease. And for whatever way, if there is a way that you're struggling right now, or maybe just the way we struggle with self-criticism and self-judgment, you might just recognize what I mentioned earlier, that everybody, for the most part, struggles with these issues, that all humans compare, all humans mess up, all humans get angry at themselves and judge and are critical, and all of us suffer in different ways. And just kind of connect in your mind's eye just with more than just you, but there are others who suffer in this way. We're not the only one. And sending out a little bit of kindness, wishing ease and well-being to everyone, everywhere. Just imagine the kindness almost radiating from your heart out into the world. And then checking in with yourself right now and notice if there's a feeling of kindness, just let it be here. And if it's not, or something else is, we can say, for whatever it is I'm feeling right now, may I hold this with kindness, with awareness. And then feeling your feet on the floor, taking a breath or two, and when you're ready, you can open your eyes or end the meditation. So that's a little taste of self-compassion. And as I mentioned in the very beginning, we'll be doing a whole day on Saturday about this. So if you're interested, it's still available. There's information on the table on your right when you exit about all the upcoming classes through the Mindful Awareness Research Center, including the one on Saturday. And our classes are just starting for the summer, so if you're interested in learning more, it's all available. Last couple of announcements. I think most of you know, but we have an app with all these meditations on it. It's called UCLA Mindful, and it's available in all the app stores. So if you want to take the meditations with you, you can do that. And finally, I'm taking my summer break, so I'll be gone for the next 3 weeks. We'll have a couple of different teachers. I'm not exactly sure who's who and when. And then I'll be back, I think, August like 8th or whatever that is, something around that week. But there will be meditations, just different teachers, throughout the summer. Okay, so have a wonderful summer, and I'll see you in a few weeks.
Thanks for listening to UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum. For more information on our classes, workshops, and retreats, please go to marc.ucla.edu. That's marc.ucla.edu. Join us each week for a new lesson in mindfulness.